So take a breath, take your energy in, feel the space, between the space, between dimensions, feel yourself going deeper, slowing down your thoughts, letting go for a few moments of the ever-ending circling mind chatter, and going into the slow and calm waters of the heart, of the love, of the vast ocean that this love is and reflected in this island we are on, in Lemuria, in Kauai, almost like in an eye center of the cosmos. Just see yourself there in that love, sitting, observing, absorbing, feeling, allowing. A deep sense of calmness, serenity, harmony, balance. Peace. A wailing joy that comes from within as soon as you connect with your inner being. That you are home, that you are safe, that you are with family. That there is no worries, no stress. Everything is taken care of for you. Just relax and allow that love that comes from within you, but really connected to all dimensions, to your higher self, to your divinity, to your light and higher super consciousness. To the place where our soul home comes from, where everything exists as one, known as oneness. In the field, in our multidimensional awareness, where there is no beginning, there is no end, it just is, and always was, and always will be. And for this moment, as we enter with our consciousness, with our intention, and focus our everything we are, we, for a glimpse together, we can support each other and just stay there in this timeless space, which is truly our true existence, is to be in that awareness, that consciousness, that beingness. As we become it, as we meld into it, as we merge with it in unity, breathe. And allow yourself to take yourself even deeper. to where your soul is guiding you right now, asking you to look, pay attention, listen, see in your mind's eye, vision, feel a new energy, a new sensation, a new form of alignment and attunement that you may have not noticed before, but in this collective coherent group, it opens up and you are open to receive and see it and internalize and integrate it. So just stay open to it and see what comes for you right now, what awaits for you with that knowing. Breathe. And see all the goodness, all the knowledge, all the wisdom that is within you, the solutions, the synchronicities, the opportunities that are flowing and living within you. And that are assisting you in understanding your place, your purpose, your mission, your soul mission here on earth. Again, as you express yourself in this lifetime, for yourself first, and then naturally those that surround you, your family, your friends, your co-workers, your community, and anyone that comes on your path, whether he knows it or not, feels that light within you. And there's nothing you have to say or do unless it naturally comes to you in appropriate time. Multidimensionally, they feel it. And you are feeling it as well. Quietly, softly, beautifully. All done in love. Remember this moment and the next moments that will come during our following days as we are midweek through the tour. The significance of where you are sitting and what you came here for and what gifts it has for you and where it will lead you next. You may even wish to place for a moment your hand on your heart. And make that silent inward affirmation for yourself. Beautiful. And gently, slowly, you may bring your awareness as much as you wish back into the room, into our Lemurian group space. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's remarkable what history will do, what they will say, that you don't know about yet. Talking about a time that perhaps you take for granted, which is now, or perhaps the age when you were born, of how historians will look at it, how sociology will look at it, as a time that shifted. It shifted in amazing ways, in so many facets, ways that it shifted. There will be books written about what took place. And this isn't even spiritual. This truly has to do with the culture of planet Earth. What you have just gone through in your lifetimes, and what your parents have gone through, and your grandparents, is perhaps some of the darkest times on the planet. It was so dark, you might say, a metaphor for a low consciousness. It was so dark that even those responsible for your spirituality wrote book after book telling you how it would all end. So sure were they that they told you, you better get ready because it's going to collapse on itself and the next war, number 3, would be your last. And they gave you the dates, kind of, when it might occur. Past that, which was the year 2000, you didn't have a chance. And if you turn to some of the channelers of the day, they told you the same thing. Not only that, they told you the Earth would cooperate with your demise. And that certain parts of your country, if you would live in this continent, would be falling off into the ocean. And you'd have to move to a different place. That's pretty dark. And when that consensus comes from so many places, it puts fear in so many. Are you going to make it? I would like to tell you the most magnificent thing I could ever tell you. That what saved this planet from all of that, which was a reality that could have happened, what saved all of that is the immensity, the beauty of the God within every single human. You did it, not your politicians, not your shamans, not your priests. You did it. And it was a very slow thing that took place, but you could start to track it, and the books will show that tracking about who did what and when and why and how it changed this and that and the thinking to bring you to a place that no one expected. Now I'll give you the rest of that story. You are in the middle of this shift. And really, truly, so far into it, but not out of it yet, that some still doubt it. Some are still exceptionally afraid and saying, well, if the millennium shift was going to bring doom and it didn't then, well, it will now. They're always expecting the worst. There'll come a time when that's over, when you will realize and understand the light has come out. It may take your children or their children to see that finally and not expect doom. But the rest of the story is this. Be ready for a delivery to you of things that you could not have had before. I am talking about awareness, discovery, and invention. What does this planet need? How can you sustain yourself with more and more individuals and humans almost on an exponential scale on this planet? What do you really need? And the answer is this: ways of sustaining you with food and water, electricity, safety, that don't exist. Your electronics are good, but your electric grid is not. You continue to turn to the planet for resources, and you know what happens. They're filled with the things that will come with it, pollution. So many things are wrong with the way that you sustain yourself now. What if I told you that almost in every single area, all of the old methods will disappear? You won't need them. You won't need an electric grid. Something is coming. Fresh water, for some of you in this room, there's no problem. For others, you realize you're running out of it. We've told you before that that is not going to be near the issue because of an invention that is coming regarding real-time desalinization. Your oceans will be the answer. We've told you before that the forest is ready to deliver even more of that which you have been asking for. And that is remedies that are natural, that cooperate with Gaia, that have always been there. In order to have your system recognize balance, you have a body that wants to self-repair itself and recover from all that you have put into it that wants to destroy it. It's never too late for full recovery. The cells of your body want balance. And it's that same balance that will come from that which is the herbs of the earth. Would it surprise you if the partnership with the planet starts to be rekindled again? And you start to understand what the indigenous knew about Gaia and the sentience of a partner like that. These are the things, the rest of the story, and these inventions, many of which you are unready for now, but when they occur, you're far less apt to weaponize them than you were 30 years ago. And that will be the difference. Consciousness will now then be ready for some of the things, the development in physics that you don't think are even possible, that you will then understand was always there. Manipulation of physics that is reasonable. Just like you manipulate the electrons today in your circuits, you'll be able to manipulate that which is basic designer physics. Mass, density, manipulation of that, that'll give you things you don't expect, and you'll be ready for that. All of these things will help humanity. And so there won't be starvation, overcrowding, because you don't have the resources. It will change the playing field of this entire paradigm of life on the planet. And all of them, all of the things I'm telling you will be natural. And there'll come a time when you won't see a smokestack again. This is the promise. And those will look backward someday and call this the Dark Ages. Right now, what you're experiencing. Dear ones, your consciousness is the king. The king that will make the decisions on how fast this will go. But I just wanted to tell you your future. And I'll say it many times again. Light is coming. Color is coming. And I sit before those who can facilitate all of it. And so it is.